Now to sport. Kerry will meet Cork in the Munster football final after beating Clare over the weekend in a what would many people have described as a very spirited performance by the Bannermen. Before coming on air, I spoke to Radio Kerry GA broadcaster and commentator Tim Moynihan for his thoughts on the game and the value of it.
We got to credit Trasa, the Clare team, stroke panel, and you know they showed a lot of respect to Kerry, but didn't over respect it in the sense they came out and give a very spirited performance and a nice little test for Kerry. But in the end, Kerry pulled away. I suppose the big thing from a Kerry point of view, Trasa, is that we went into this game without nine of our starters from the All-Ireland. So a number of injuries, but it's great to get players back, which we see at the end of the game with the likes of the Gavin Whites of this world and Dermot O'Connor starting the game and Paddy Clifford on the 40. Again, it's the Munster series, but what it does is the first time in a few years that it will be Kerry v Cork in a Munster final in Killarney in 2 weeks' time. Jack referenced it, I suppose, a post-match as well, that with the amount of injuries, we were looking at Shane Ryan, doesn't look like he'll be there for the Munster final. He's players like Graham O'Sullivan, Breen O'Bugley, and Shawnee O'Shea. Now, he said some of the players are very close to getting back on the pitch and being contention for selection. But the one worry is that Shane Ryan, it looks like a long-term injury. But having said that, Shane Murphy is in there. And to be fair, the man is doing really well. So maybe in that post-match interview as well, Tras, I know we're going off on another tangent, Jack mentioned the number of games in Kerry that are the number of competitions that, you know, players... It's a long season, and maybe this a lot of the injuries have come from that. So it's a very sensitive subject in Kerry because we have divisional championships there for years, great tradition, and the people behind those divisional championships love to have their county players playing and making it attractive for the spectator, and you want the best players on the pitch. So Jack sees it, that he said that the right people are not listening to him, that there's too many competitions in Kerry, but you know, the club thing is so important to Kerry and the divisional side, so that's probably a subject for another day. But overall, I think Trasa, Jack will be quite happy. Look, Cork coming to Killarney, Cork won't lie down. Cork seemed to be getting closer with the last number of years, but to the game itself, Paddy Clifford, it's brilliant to have Paddy back. He was pulling all the strings from that his position on the 40, and David, you know, just free scoring David Clifford. So great to see the younger players as well get their chance. The Keith Evans of this world, the Killian Trance, and these are players for the future. And you would hope that Kerry have a pretty strong panel facing the Munster series.
And the points there that you repeated that were made by Jack O'Connor, the manager, about not having that time for players before they go into the championship, that I imagine would also add to the argument that the championship should be moved to later on in the year. And there's talk that maybe the All-Irelands for 2027 for next year could take place in August rather than July.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'd say if you asked 90% of the county players, Trasa, they're in total agreement with the championship being over in July because they can have somewhat of a life. They can organise things. I know there's still club commitments post-championship, but you ask any one of them, they like the compact season. But is it a compact season in the sense it doesn't finish in July? They're out with their clubs, and then you have the county championship in Kerry. And I suppose in Kerry, you can't have it both ways. In Kerry, we've been very... fortunate to have success at club level where the likes of the Dingles of this world, the Young Gaeltachts and the Ballymacs went off and, you know, competing for All-Ireland honours. And with that, it's a dream come true for club players to go out with their, if they have county players on the panel, to play in Croke Park. So it's never ending that way, but that's the prize for being good at what we do and the success that we have. But no matter what, like, there's players probably still playing football right into November, and that's the difference. But it's not all players, it's not all clubs that are involved. Only a certain amount of clubs can represent Kerry, and basically that's it at senior, intermediate and junior level. But again, I suppose in Kerry, the most important thing in Kerry is our Kerry senior football team. That's what anybody will tell you. That's what we all live and die for, to see them playing. But the makeup of the county team is clubs and divisional sides, and we have to protect and mind them as well. So it's basically a price that Kerry are paying for with the success they have, and it's just that and I know what Jack is probably alluding as well. There's, you know, you have Sigerson Cup involved with where the college players and a lot of that age group are involved with Kerry, and a lot of other with the McGrath Cup competition this year, and you know, it's a chance to see players. But I think that's actually where Shane Ryan got injured. So look, there's no rights or no wrongs to it, but I suppose what we can become is just Club Kerry, because we're made up of clubs, and that's very important to protect our club structure in Kerry. That's my own opinion.
Moving back to the county, to the inter-county championship, what are we to make of Donegal being knocked out of the Ulster championship? Stunning defeat to Down, who are in Division 3, is that right?
Correct, yeah. There's a window there between where Donegal are at and Down. I have to say that Down, even they've been a bogey team for us Kerry teams down through the decades, that they can come out and they play a very attractive football. But Jim is supposed to be the master of all things that are great in football, and that was well questioned last year in the All-Ireland final by Kerry. I didn't see that coming. I don't think many pundits out there. Having said that, Donegal now will have a nice, easy build-up to the All-Ireland series, in the sense that they won't be tough games, beating a final of an Ulster championship. So maybe that, I'm not saying that there was any side shows or whatever, but maybe this is an easier way to go for Donegal, because anybody can come out of Ulster in any other year, and that, as it's proven yesterday, and it's a difficult competition. It's like an All-Ireland series in itself in Ulster, because, you know, most of the other provinces you can predict who will be probably the final two or three or at the business end of things. In Ulster you can do that, and you have tough games, and it goes down to replays as well and drawing game. There's nothing between the sides at times, so maybe he'll sit back, and it's a different approach for Jim McGuinness for the coming All-Ireland series.
So is there a possibility that maybe Jim McGuinness and his team and his selectors aren't that heartbroken of
they won't be heartbroken this morning. No. Not at all. No. And Jim, I know Jim is good at mind games, it will be the perfect scenario for Jim to question his players and plant a seed in their minds. Are you winners or are you not? It probably works out better for Jim McGuinness this morning, being beaten by Down yesterday.
Does it? Because for someone like me, who wouldn't be knowledgeable the way you are, Tim.
I wouldn't say I'm that
knowledgeable. No, you are. I found it hard to square Down's a strong win over Donegal versus the Donegal that really beat Kerry in the league final.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in the mantra of Kerry. Like, we like to go straight through, even though it's happened in previous years where we lost a competition and came in through the back door, or lost a game and came in through the back door. But look, we have to. I think this morning we have to credit Down here. They're a side that can rise like mushrooms, come up overnight, and suddenly be competitive. And that's where can they carry it on to the next game? But having said that, Donegal are up there as favourites to win the All Ireland, and now people are beginning to question it. And we know there's loads of mind, and he's known for it. And I've no problem in saying it, that this mind games he plays with opposition, from fellas up trees to different things, getting a story out there to plant a seed of doubt. But today, like, you will be disappointed. Nobody wants to lose a game, and I'm sure Jim McGuinness is the same as that. But your question was that will he be disappointed this morning? He probably disappointed with some individual performances and that collectively. But on the same token, he's going to use this as a really strong tonic for Donegal going forward. And they'll be coming in. They can train hard now for a number of weeks, come into the All-Ireland series and be a threat. So, I think we're cute enough down here in Kerry that we won't take our eye off the ball in that sense, and know that if we do, and hopefully we will meet Donegal, we will be in the right place when that happens, do you know?
And now, this is probably a debate now for Terrace Talk, which will reflect on Kerry's win over Clare and the shape of the championship later on this evening from 6 o'clock with Ivan Hurley. But again, all of this points to, I suppose, the essential lopsidedness of the provincial championships. We have Munster on the one hand, where normally you can predict that Kerry will win, and as you said, in Ulster, where it is very, very competitive.
Yeah, it is. You look, of all the four provinces, Tressa, that Ulster one is highly competitive over the years. And you look at yesterday in Connacht, even, you know, there was an expectation there that Mayo under new management, Andy Moran, that they would take the scalp of Roscommon. But Roscommon came out so spirited and really tested it. I know that the new boy, Kobe MacDonald, played pretty well, but for some, they were very flat throughout the whole team or during the whole game. And the next thing, Roscommon took the scalp. But Roscommon have been very promising in the league and they won it. So you will have surprises at the new game. The current rules are throwing up, you know, all sorts of permutations and calculations. And who has learned more and who can, I suppose, for want of a better word, exploit the new rules. So, look, there is that's going to be always a conversation every year post the Munster Championship. It's lopsided, but when wasn't it lopsided in Munster? It's always been dominated, with all due respects to Limerick, Clare, Waterford and Tip. It's always been Kerry and Cork, you know, in contention for Munster final placings, and that's the way it's been from day one. What has changed there? But sometimes that people are saying that should we disband it, but I think that would be very unfair to the people that came before us protecting these provincial championships. And I mean, it's nice to have a Munster medal in your back pocket if going forward.
And finally, the Kerry women, very disappointed to lose just by 2 points in the first round of the TG Carr Munster Championship at home in Austinstack Park to Waterford. Kerry now need to win their next game, and this will obviously be discussed in further on Terrace Talk from 6 o'clock this evening on Radio Kerry.
I suppose when we measure Kerry performance in the ladies' game, that, you know, coming off a couple of years ago, winning an All-Ireland final, Tressa, that, you know, a lot of players have exited, new players coming in. But from what I hear, now I was back in Killarney and covering the Lone Rangers game versus the Stole Emmets, but I had the headphones on, so I was listening to part of that commentary as well. So Kerry did very well in the first half, but it seemed like from listening to Dan Kearney and Breed O'Shea and Liam Brosnan, that they ran out of legs late in the game. So that's something you build over a period of time again, that you could say that, to be fair, to Mark Burke and his management team and the players, they're going through a transition period. And if you lose two or three players in the ladies game, it's very difficult. But having seen what has happened yesterday and heard what happened yesterday, you always have a chance in the next play, the next game, and that's the way Kerry will have to approach it that way. And I know Daniel O'Leary, probably one of their free scoring forwards, didn't start yesterday, so if you have one or two players coming back, it makes a huge difference as well. But as we've seen the day before, I think there was one or two upsets as well, where Cork toppled as well. So yeah, anything can happen, and that's the joy sport. We can't predict what's going to happen in the future. Just one thing I'd like to flag, or maybe two things, Tressa. Tonight, our Kerry Miners, we have coverage of our Kerry Miners. They start their All-Ireland, our Munster Series journey, and hopefully an All-Ireland Series. And on Thursday night, we should have a huge crowd in Austinstack Park. It's Kerry versus Cork. Cork have already beaten us in the under 20 competition. Now we have them in our own backyard, and some fabulous, fabulous talented footballers. And let's hope they can get it together collectively. So we wish both management teams and both players the very best. It's a big week for Kerry.
And that is Tim Moynihan, Radio Kerry GA correspondent and broadcaster and commentator, of course, speaking to me just before we went on air this morning about Kerry's win, about Clare, about the ramifications, if any, of Donegal's loss to Down, meaning that they're out of the Ulster Championship. The value of provincial championships these days, given that they are so lopsided, given that, as we said there, in Munster, you're pretty much guaranteed that Kerry will become Munster champions, but in Ulster, where Donegal have crashed out, it's a lot more competitive. But is it possible that Donegal decided that it would be an easier route to All-Ireland glory
if they were if they didn't win in Ulster, if they left Ulster early, they could still they still have another way of getting through to the All Ireland final, which of course is would be their aim, as any teams would be. Give us your views on that. Also, of course, about the Kerry ladies losing just by 2 points in Austin Stack Park, and lots more. And more sport from Kerry, about Kerry and beyond will be discussed here on Radio Kerry from 6 o'clock with Ivan Hurley on Terrace Talk.